Good morning. It is really a beautiful day out there. What makes the beautiful day better is to know who God is and who made the day. We look at these things and we can't help but glorify God. It seems like it's been a long winter. And yet for the saints, it's just a day to glory, to see the glory of God in many different lights. The snow, the rain, the fall leaves, and now the coming of new life. And I'm so glad to be able to be a partaker of these great things of God with you. I'm sorry that we have so many that are out today, and we need to be thinking about them. We love them as we are called. We love one another. And to be able to be here today, we need to be having prayer for them, but glorify God for this opportunity to worship Him in spirit and truth, to love Him, to learn more about Him, to grow in our faith. We have a great God. And so, having said that, I would like us all to remember who we are. We're the chosen ones of God, right? We've heard it. A royal priesthood, holy nation. We're the pillar and the ground of truth. And we, as the priests of God, have a high priest in Christ Jesus our Lord. And our high priest has called us, as the song we just sang, to tell it today. Tell it today. And listen, that song is everlasting. Tell it today, tell it tomorrow, tell it the next day, tell it every single day of your life. Tell it. Tell of your love of Jesus. Tell of the sacrifice that He gave loving us. Tell it today. We are empowered by the Word of God to do just that. And we can do that. It doesn't matter what people say. We just need to make sure we're doing that. And listen, if you are doing that, there's some basic things that are going to be true in your life. If you're telling it today the way we are commanded by Jesus Christ, what we need to remember is that anyone who does that is going to face trials and troubles. And I don't want you to go overboard with what I'm saying, but we're going to face difficulties. You're going to tell it to people in this world. And these people, we're going to talk about four different things today, but the people in the world, when you talk about Jesus, when you talk about His love, and you should be, there are going to be people who are going to have subjective observations about what faith is. And they're going to use their subjective observations to try to overpower your objective observation of the truth of God's Word. And they're going to do everything they can to cast down your arguments with their subjective arguments, and yet what they're trying to cast down the words of God. Tell it as it was written today, tomorrow, and forever. Tell it. And when you do that, you will be faced with problems, trials, persecutions. You know, but Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 11, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We tell it today. Tell it in the truth. Whether people like to hear it or don't like to hear it, just tell it today. And we do so because we have a great high priest who's commanded us to do so. In John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what he said. Tell it today. inside of you is the Spirit of God, and we need to make sure that Spirit is moving, that Spirit is powerful, because it's the Spirit of God's Word. And we need to tell it today. Jesus, again, in John chapter 15, verse 14, according to him, he says, "You are my friends if you do what I command." And so do it. Right? Just do it. This is what we have been called to do. We are not the pillar in the ground of hidden truth. We're the pillar in the ground of the light of God's Word. And we want our light in an exuberant, zealous way to talk to people. We want to do that. And I hope you are doing that. And I hope that in your ears those words are ringing. Jesus is talking to me through the Word, through the Spirit, through the Word. And he's telling me, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I love you, Jesus. And I'm going to keep your commandment. Just tell it today. Jesus says, you're my friend. If you love me and you keep my commandments, you're my friend. You're going to do what I say. Those wonderful words, let them ring, bounce around in your head and your heart. Make it happen. Because he commanded it. Our Lord, our Savior, our High Priest. I hope you're doing that. And you know what? I really hope and pray. And I'm telling you the truth. I've been here 9 years, and I have been praying for the members of this body for 9 years. Past, present, and hopefully future. That they will never hear the words in their head, "Why do you call me Lord and you do not the things that I say?" Luke 6:46. Those are not good words. Do it. Tell it. Tell people about the love of Jesus. Tell people about their sin. Convince people that he has risen from the grave. Tell them they need to repent of their sins. Do it. Because that's what Jesus wants us to do. And if we're not doing it, those words are going to come around. And I'd rather hear, "You're my friend." So just do it. And so, you know, in this world that we live in, we're going to be facing people who are contrary to the Word. And they were contrary to the Word through ever since Adam. Right? They're contrary to the Word in Noah. They were contrary to the Word in all throughout the history of Israel. They're contrary to God's Word in the first century, the second, third, fourth century, all the way up to today. They're contrary to God's Word. And yet we have the power of the gospel that can overcome. And that power is in us. It's the light of God's Word in us. It's the power of the Word of God that we can share with people. And if I love Jesus, I'm going to do that. I personally would be ashamed. I love him. You love him. We love him. And we need to do that. Just do it. And we need to realize that, you know, in the days of Noah, he was facing the entire world. Really, their heart was evil continually, and he preached to them anyway. In the days of Israel, the world around them was horrible, terrible, tyrants, mean, nasty kings that just wanted to destroy Israel. And even within Israel, there were people who refused to follow the Lord, but the word of the Lord still sounded forth. Right? Moses preached the word. In season and out of season. Right? Didn't he? Moses preached it. Abraham, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Joshua, you can go through the whole list, Elijah. They all preached the word. Daniel. They all preached the word. All the way up through Malachi, who preached a word that people didn't want to hear, but they preached it. And souls were saved. In the apostles' day, they preached the word. Peter, James, John, Matthew, Mark, Luke. They preached what Christ gave them. And Jude talked about fighting, contending earnestly for the faith. And so we just need to do it. Well, you know, having said all that, I'm starting today a series. And this series is, the main title of the series is The Unpopular Way. Okay? We live in a world where our way, the way of Christ, is an unpopular way by the popular world. And we're going to talk about things, Lord willing, things that are very unpopular in the world, but should be very popular with Christians. Drinking alcohol. Social drinking. Dance. Right? How about public bathing, swimming? We're going to talk about these things. And we're hopefully going to have at least 8 lessons. And listen, if you have an idea for a lesson, let me know, because I haven't finished them all. If there's something you think you'd like to hear a lesson on pertaining to unpopular teachings of Christ in the world, talk to me, let me know. And if that's something that fits, we'll add it to the list. Anyway, so unpopular way. We know about the wide and the narrow gate. Jesus made that extremely clear. There's going to be many, many people who go the popular way. And then there are few who go the unpopular way. So we want to discuss this. And listen, if you do the things that we just heard, teaching of Christ, evangelizing, doing the work of Christ, standing up for Christ, being a light in the world, right? Telling people that they are in their sins. They need to repent. You do that and you will be unpopular. Not with the church, not with God, but you'll be unpopular with many people, the majority of people. But like I said, so was Peter, James, John, Matthew, Mark, Bartholomew, James, all of them. They were unpopular by the multitudes. Out of millions that were in Jerusalem, Peter preached Jesus Christ crucified. He even told them to their face, the same people that crucified him, you crucified him. 3,000 people obeyed the gospel that day. Out of the millions, who knows what they did. So you'll be unpopular if you preach the truth. And here's the four things we'll talk about today. Society censoring you. Okay? The majority problem. Feelings that block out the truth. And finally, the it doesn't matter generation. So let's get into this. And we think about these words of Jesus. You listen to Jesus. In the reading that was read to you this morning, Jesus Christ is sending out his 12 disciples. He's going to send them out with power to heal, all that great stuff, and he sends them out. And he tells them that if people listen, wonderful. You stay there and let your peace be on that house. If they don't listen, you dust off your feet and leave. Go to another house. But that's the indication of people who are telling it today. Christians. Whether people want to hear it or not, you go. If they want to hear it, fine. If they don't, you leave and go to the next house, the next person, the next soul. Jesus said, and this is really interesting, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and they persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward. For so persecuted they the prophets who were before you. Listen to those words. Those words are being spoken at the Sermon on the Mount before the church came. He's telling people, you know, you're going to run into serious trouble. But blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you, say all manner of evil. Blessed are you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. You know, we don't want to be a people of God who can't rejoice, who cannot be exceedingly glad because we're stuck in a muck, because we believe the lie that the devil plants in our hearts that I can't tell it today. I can't tell people. That's a lie. Jesus said, this is going to happen to you. But I want you to notice something else. He said in Matthew 10, when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, he says, let your peace be upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive nor hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. They're the ones that are going to face judgment, not you. You're going to only face judgment if you refuse to do it today. Tell it today. You're going to face judgment if you refuse to be a chosen one of God, to be that royal priesthood, to be part of the holy nation, to be the one who God has glorified through Jesus Christ. You're the one that will suffer if you are not a light of the world, but they suffer if you let your light shine and they refuse it. Now, I want you to connect dots between those verses. You know, you look at that top verse and what you're seeing is Jesus is kind of, he's telling his future disciples, he's actually kind of warning them. You know, the Son of God has nowhere to lay his head. It's an evil and adulterous generation. And they're going to seek to kill. Look at what he says in Matthew chapter 10 that goes along with that. Starting at verse 16. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of the wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them, to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, don't worry about what you should speak, for it will be given you in that hour what you should speak. For it isn't you who speaks, right? But the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Tell it today. Don't worry about what the world thinks. What can man do to me? I fear God. I have reverence for Him. And I listen to His commands. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. But then he says in verse 21, the brother will deliver up brother to death. And the father, his child and children were raised up against parents and caused them to be put to death. You shall be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. Listen, we have to endure to the end. Jesus, he says, here's the warning. You're going to follow me. This is going to happen. Right? In the end, he says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is in heaven. Great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted all of those before you. Tell it today. Be the light. Show that you really do love Jesus, not in word, but indeed. Tell it today. And when you do that, you're going to be meeting people. Some people will throw you out of their house. Some people will ask you to come in. Doesn't matter. But like, you know, I talked about Noah. In his days, all the men's heart were evil. He still was a preacher of righteousness. In the days of Israel, there were a few that came out of captivity and were reestablished. Right? There were a few. And then you move on forward into the days of Peter, James, John. They were persecuted. When they told the message, they were threatened. They were stoned. They were whipped. Burned at the stake. They still told it. So today, I want you to think about this. In our day and time, telling the message is like smooth sailing. We have some great times. Our message is smooth sailing. It's not the turbulent times in the first century. They're not going to burn you at the stake. They're not going to cut your head off. They're not going to crucify you upside down. They're not going to rip your skin off. They're going to argue with you. They're going to tell you, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'm not interested. I've never had anybody threaten me with death because I told them I want to talk to you about Jesus. So we have smooth sailing in our time. Take advantage of that. You think that's an accident? It's getting closer and closer and closer to the coming of Christ. God wants every soul to be saved and come to the knowledge of Christ. He's making it smooth for us. He's making it easy for you to talk to people. And you need to know that deep down inside, I have the ability. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. There's nothing I can't do. Nothing. There's a lot of things I refuse to do, though. Tell it today. Listen. You connect those dots and you'll see these people that he sent out, he also told them, reiterated, Matthew 5. You're going to be put to death, some of you. And we have this glorious time, this century, where when we tell it, there's kind of only four things that we have to face. At least the four in the category. Remember, they're going to say all kinds of evil against you falsely. If you think of that, that's the worst that's going to happen to you. Talk about Jesus, they're going to say evil about you. Talk about Jesus, they're going to have a mean face. They're not going to throw you in the prison into death. At least not yet. You will be unpopular. No question. So the first point here is you cannot speak those things. The world that we live in today says that every day. They tell parents you can't tell us how to raise your children. They tell Christians that you're wrong and we don't want to hear your message. You just shut up, get out of our schools, get off our campuses, get out of our businesses. This, what we refer to as the woke society. You can't make judgments about right and wrong. You can't say homosexuality. You can't do that. Yes, you can. That's a lie. You know, currently we have free speech. People are trying to take that away, but even if they take it away government-wise, we still have free speech, and I'll tell you why. We must uncensor the censored in our hearts. We must refuse to believe that, refuse to believe that I can't go to a college campus and talk to kids, even some are against me, some for me. There's a lie. You can't do that. Sure you can. It's a lie that you can't take a Bible to school. It's a lie that you can't have prayer publicly. It's a lie that you can't talk to people on the street about Jesus. It's a lie. It's a work of the devil. Acts chapter 4 verse 2. Okay? Here we have from Acts chapter 3, we see that Peter and John, you know, they're preaching Jesus. They're preaching Jesus Christ and the resurrection from the dead. And people are, some people are listening with greatness, and some people are very upset, very angry. And they're telling them, no, you can't do that in our town. And in chapter 4, they're being told, you know, you can't preach in the name of Jesus. And what does it say they did? They taught the people and preached in the name of Jesus, the resurrection from the dead. So what do you say when they tell you you can't respond? The same thing that Peter and John said. Whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We need to be like that. We're learning an example here. I'm a Christian. Peter's a Christian. John's a Christian. So what's the difference? Well, for them it was a lot harder because they could be stoned and murdered. For me, I could receive rebuke. Somebody might hate me. That's a lie. You cannot speak those. Sure, that's a lie. The second one is the majority will try to crush you. Right? 2 and 2 is 5. Everybody agrees with me, so I'm right, you're wrong. The majority says you're saved by grace through faith, nothing else, period, end. And that's what the majority teaches, so you're wrong. You're an evil church because you quote the words of Jesus. Well, you know what? That's a lie. That's a lie. You think about this. Jesus talks about this wide and narrow gate. And he uses two words, many and few. You're part of the few that go through that narrow, difficult gate. You're the ones that are out there telling it today. Living up your life in the way in Christ through the Holy Spirit wants you to live. You're not, and I don't want to get into another lesson, but you're not using foul language, drinking, parties. You're not doing that. I hope. But you're trying to live a holy life in reverence and fear of God. And these people are liars when they tell you that you're wrong because everybody says you're wrong. God says you're right if you're preaching His Word, which is the Word of truth, which if they don't believe it, they can't be saved. But you need to be that light. You need to be that one who's shouting out the warning. So that's the second one. The third one is, I feel. Randy mentioned that this morning in his lesson. I feel like I'm saved. I ask Jesus, if I'm driving my car down the road, and I decide I'm going to ask Jesus in my heart. Whoa, man, I'm saved. I felt it. That's a lie. You look at the book of Acts and the Apostle Paul, he talks about how he did many things contrary to the word of Christ. What did he do? He drugged men and women off to prison. He stood at the feet of Stephen and consented to his stoning. Many other people died at the hands of Saul. He thought he was doing good. So our feelings, they're not our conscience. They're our feelings. When we listen to our heart that's based upon things of the world, we're always going to go the wrong way. It is not in man to direct his own steps. And so that's a lie. You can feel good all you want, but feeling isn't going to save you. What saves you is coming in contact with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what saves you. And you hear it, you believe it, you repent of your sin, you confess Jesus, you come in contact with that blood in baptism where you're dead and buried with Christ, raised up out of that grave to the glory of God, by the glory of God, by the power of God, and now you walk in a newness of life. And while you're walking in this newness of life, tell it today. And don't listen to these people who are lying to you, telling you you're not allowed to talk about that. Don't listen to the people who are telling you that you're wrong because all my Facebook likes say I'm right. And don't listen to people. Don't let them deceive you into believing that feelings can save you. Because they cannot. Right? Paul, indeed, I thought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. In other words, your Bible heart, you need to do this. Cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what Paul said. Do it today. If you haven't been doing it, do it. Do not be afraid, because we have smooth sailing. Our life is easy compared to the others. This final one, people that say it doesn't matter what you believe. You want to believe that you're saved by that tree over there? Okay, go hug a tree. You want to believe, and I see this all the time, that this crystal is protecting you, saving you? Go ahead. Right? They say you want to believe that you die and you come back, and you die and you come back, and you keep doing that for eons until finally you reach nirvana. Doesn't matter what you believe, unless what you believe is the Word of God. That matters. When you believe and obey the Word of God, it matters. Listen, as long as I'm a good person, I'm good enough. Jesus says, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God." Right? But if you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments. He also, Solomon said, there's certainly no one righteous on the earth who does good and never sins. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us. And that sin needs to be paid for. It needs to be reconciled. It needs to be washed away. And that only happens through the blood of Jesus Christ. It happens through grace, through His blood. Right? Paul made it clear. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that faith brings you to the waters of baptism. That's where the blood is applied. It's not of yourself. It's not a gift of God, not of works, at least anyone should boast. It's boasting when you say all those things. It's not. Grace through truth. Grace and truth. Where did it come from? Jesus Christ. Right? For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but is in all points tempted as you are, yet without sin, as we are, without sin. We have that high priest, right? He's made commandments. We need to keep those commandments if we want to be his friend. We want to keep those commandments if we claim we love him. Jesus. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. And listen, don't you even try to take that word. It doesn't say, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who love him. He's not the eternal author of eternal salvation to all who believe in him. He's not the author of eternal salvation to all who feel that he's theirs. He's the author of eternal salvation to all who obey. Have you obeyed today? Have you obeyed the gospel? You know what? Yes, you'll be unpopular with people. When you tell it today, when you keep the commandments of Christ, when you put those words in your heart and it shakes around and causes you to be zealous, it causes you to move instead of sit, it causes you to look at people and ask, are you lost? Yeah. You'll be unpopular when you obey the will of the Lord to the saving of your soul. And you will be a treasure to God. It's that simple. Well, I appreciate your patience. And I hope this message has encouraged you. That's the whole point behind this series. We want to learn about things that are unpopular. Consider ways of overcoming the objections with the gospel of Christ. And listen to me, if you're here today and you haven't obeyed the gospel is talking to you as it has every Sunday that we've been here. You must hear and believe, repent of your sin, confess Jesus as Christ, be baptized for the remission of your sins. Then you're added to the body of Christ. If you haven't done that, the invitation again stands. That invitation is actually not on Sunday, it's on every day of the week. 365 days a year, for the rest of your life, you're going to be asked to obey God, and if you don't, you'll be dead. And listen to me, you've heard the message today. Make sure that you are telling it today. Make sure that you are being a light. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your high priest and that you love him and that you'll do the things that he says. And if you haven't, you have a pathway out. Just repent. Turn away from those things. Stop not doing and start doing. If you have need this day, please, I encourage you to come forward right now as we stand and as we sing.